From the spy analyst, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, George Soros, and the Islamic deep state exposed. This analysis is for public awareness, but the roots go much deeper. What I can responsibly share with the wider audience is only the beginning. Want to go deeper? Join my Buy Me a Coffee community for exclusive classified intelligence-grade briefings, OSINT deep dives, and intelligence that never sees the public light. Join the Spy Analyst Deep State. The closest you can get to classified secrets without a clearance. Join membership on Buy Me Coffee. Link in description. Before proceeding with this analysis, I wish to state the following with complete clarity and intellectual honesty. I do not support, condone, or excuse any genocidal actions being perpetrated in the Middle East today. The loss of innocent civilian life, whether Palestinian, Israeli, or any other nationality, is an unconscionable tragedy that demands unequivocal condemnation. The targeting of civilians, the destruction of homes, the starvation of populations, and the denial of basic human dignity are crimes against humanity, regardless of who commits them or under what pretext. I have already written an article addressing the deep state agenda of Greater Israel, a separate but equally important analysis that examines how certain actors within the Israeli establishment pursue a maximalist vision that threatens the very security and moral foundation of the Jewish state itself. That analysis stands on its own merits and should be read in conjunction with this one for a complete picture. As intelligent and thoughtful people understand, no reality is one-sided. The world does not operate in binaries of pure good versus pure evil. History is complex. Geopolitics is complex. Human motivations are complex. This analysis does not claim that one side is entirely virtuous and the other entirely villainous. Rather, it documents a specific phenomenon, a transnational ideological network that operates under progressive labels but pursues a revolutionary agenda of civilizational delegitimization, historical revisionism, and the dismantling of nation-states it ideologically opposes. This is not a defense of any state's actions. It is a warning about a network that uses the language of justice to pursue a program of erasure, whether against Hindus, Jews, or any other community that stands in the way of its ideological project. I address this specifically to readers who are deeply critical of Israel, who have witnessed the suffering in Gaza, the West Bank, and across the Palestinian territories, and who feel a profound sense of injustice. Please read this analysis with a sober mentality, free from ideological hatred. If you are genuinely thoughtful, if you are committed to justice rather than revenge, to truth rather than propaganda, to human dignity rather than tribal loyalty, then you will recognize that what is being documented here is not a defense of Israel's policies. It is an exposure of a network that rewrites history to fit a narrative where certain communities are always the oppressor and others always the victim, criminalizes entire civilizations while excusing others, frames terrorism as resistance or political struggle, normalizes the dismantling of entire nation-states, including, potentially, any state that does not conform to its ideological vision. If you look closely, you will see what is happening in plain sight. The same ideological framework that delegitimizes Israel is also being used to delegitimize India. The same moral relativism that excuses violence against Israelis is also being used to excuse violence against Hindus. The same narrative warfare that seeks to dismantle the Jewish state is also being used to delegitimize the world's largest democracy. This is not about one conflict. This is about a methodology. And that methodology, the systematic delegitimization of entire civilizations, is a threat to everyone, regardless of their position on any specific conflict. I want to be equally honest about another dimension of this analysis, the Islamic deep state, the network of Islamist actors, organizations, and foreign powers documented in this report is also pursuing a civilizational delegitimacy agenda. They are not merely criticizing Israeli policy. they are seeking to dissolve or completely end the Jewish state, not through diplomacy, not through two-state solutions, but through delegitimization, economic warfare, and ultimately, elimination. Erasure of Jewish identity and Jewish self-determination, reframing Zionism as a colonial project rather than a legitimate national liberation movement. Normalization of violence against Jews and Jewish institutions, framing terrorism as resistance and treating the murder of civilians as understandable politics. This is not about Palestinian rights. This is about the destruction of Israel. And the evidence for this agenda is documented throughout this report, from the father's academic framework to the son's political actions to the network of financial and personnel support that propelled him to power. And a similar playbook has been active against India. To all readers, whether you support or oppose Israel, whether you are sympathetic to or critical of the Palestinian cause, whether you are Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, or secular, read this analysis with intellectual sobriety. Ask yourself, is it possible that multiple injustices can exist simultaneously? Is it possible that the suffering of one group does not negate the suffering of another? Is it possible that a network claiming to fight for justice is itself pursuing an unjust agenda? Is it possible that the language of liberation is being used to justify a program of erasure? If you can honestly answer these questions without ideological hatred clouding your judgment, you will see what is happening in plain sight. This analysis is not about taking sides in any single conflict. It is about exposing a pattern of civilizational delegitimization, historical revisionism, and revolutionary transformation that threatens the foundations of liberal democracy, pluralistic societies, and the very idea that nations and peoples have the right to exist with dignity. The Islamic deep state is attacking Israel and India with the same tools of civilizational delegitimacy that are being used against Hindus, against Western democracies, against communities worldwide, and against anyone who stands in the way of its ideological project. If you are committed to justice, you must oppose these tools, regardless of who uses them or against whom they are used. Justice cannot be selective. Human dignity cannot be conditional. The right to exist cannot be contingent on ideological approval. The Spy Analyst Intelligence Desk. The truth is rarely pure and never simple. Oscar Wilde. On January 1st, 2026, Zohran Mamdani placed his hand on the Quran and swore to uphold the Constitution of New York City. At 34 years old, he became the youngest person ever elected mayor of New York City, the first Muslim to hold the position, and the first of South Asian heritage. The media called it the Mamdani phenomenon. Progressives celebrated it as the birth of a new utopia. The New York Times ran glowing profiles. The international left hailed it as a watershed moment for progressive politics in America. But an intelligence analyst does not celebrate phenomena. An intelligence analyst dissects them. An intelligence analyst follows the money, traces the ideological lineage, maps the personnel network, and connects the dots that the mainstream press, whether through willful ignorance or active complicity, refuses to connect. Here is the hard, undeniable truth that the mainstream press is actively burying. Zohran Mamdani is not merely a progressive mayor. He is the political vessel for a highly specific, revolutionary ideology, an academic deep state worldview meticulously constructed over decades by his father, Columbia University professor Mahmoud Mamdani. He is powered by an intricate key...